Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We know that the pandemic has created economic hardship for families, for businesses, for communities. And this last week's record-setting number of 385,000 people filing those new additional claims, you know, it just tells you the impact. And so since the beginning of this pandemic, 820,000 Michiganders have filed for unemployment insurance claims. And we are committed to making sure that they have the emergency resources that they need to be able to weather this storm. We're expanding our office hours. We're making sure that we have people on the phone ready to help individuals. The website is up at michigan.gov/UIA to make sure that people can register and can have their benefits received.
So, Jeff, do you think the numbers are even higher because the system has been overwhelmed and some people may not have been able to file yet?
So we're seeing a pretty steady clip of, on a daily basis, those coming in. We believe that the initial issues we had to our website, of course, we went from 5,000 claims a week to 128,000 the first week of the pandemic, 304,000 the second week, and, of course, 384 the third week. Just to give you a sense, during the Great Recession, the highest ever weekly volume was 77,000. So we've seen this unprecedented amount, but that initial slowdown we had in our website has been cleared up. So for the vast majority of people, they're getting through, they're filing of their benefits. But for a small percentage, and we know that represents, you know, still quite a few Michiganders, we're working through to make sure that we fix their account issues, we make sure that we get the right information from them, and again, that we're getting the benefits that they deserve.
Okay, so among those who haven't been able to file are the ones affected by the CARES Act, which, of course, expands the benefits to self-employed, 1099 independent contractors, gig, and also low-wage workers. So can you tell me where that stands for them?
Yeah, so the good news is for the CARES Act, it does really two things, right? It expands eligibility, as you talked about. And so for those individuals, in the next couple of days, we're going to announce the date that they can start coming into the system and filing claims. Now, the date they file does not impact the amount of benefit they get, right? They're entitled to every benefit that they're eligible for, and we'll backdate it if there's a delay. But for those who are already on unemployment insurance, you know, in the next couple of weeks, they'll see a $600 increase to their weekly benefits as well. So, you know, this is good news and the help coming to Michiganders.
Okay, so will that be tomorrow or Monday, or do we have any time frame?
So next couple of days, we're going to be making an announcement, I think, hopefully tomorrow, but don't want to preempt ourselves.
No, I understand that. And low-wage workers, so are we talking about restaurant workers? Because they're, you know, their minimum wage is, what, under $3, I think. So do they qualify, well, or?
What you're talking about is for tipped workers, right? And the
yes.
Tips themselves actually count as wages, too. So that would increase their hourly wage. But for those individuals who've had some employment history, lower wages than what typically would be qualified for unemployment insurance, they're going to be eligible under the CARES Act. So if anyone wasn't caught in the eligibility previously, it's likely if they've had a work history and can't work right now because of the COVID pandemic, that in the next few days we'll be opening up the portal for them to apply.
Okay. And how many of these workers are out there and not working? Do you have any idea of that?
You know, it's hard to say right now. You know, certainly there's a lot of individuals working from home, like myself and most of state government at this point. There are a lot of workers who are in that critical infrastructure, workplaces that are around the state. So what we can say is, again, the 820,000 have filed in the first 3 weeks. We expect that number is going to continue to go up, though.
Okay. Once again, can you just tell us the site?
Yep. It's michigan.gov /UIA. Again, Michigan.gov/UIA.